Yeah, and then you have two ways to tune it. You can tune it by radial length, or you can tune it by the whip length. If you're doing like one, if you have that one whip, just put that one up as high as you possibly can, however long it is. And then the radial, you can tune it with the radial, but it's very finicky. I do remember that it was very, like the one I was using was like really narrow banded, and you really had to get that radial length right, and it really required an SWR meter to kind of dial it in. When I was playing with this Radiodity one, it seemed to be a little bit more wide banded. So as long as you followed their measurements, like I think it was like the radials were either 200 millimeters long or 300 millimeters long, depending on the band. So all you had to remember is 200 or 300 there. And the radials are marked, they got these little white notches for 100, 200, and 300. And then the whip is not marked, but you could easily mark it with a Sharpie.